Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant day across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and warm weather in Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a moderate breeze, making it a good day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Hamas is organizing pro-Palestinian protests and raising funds in the Netherlands, according to Dutch intelligence. The AIVD warns of Iran's focus on offensive cyber programs targeting Europe, as reported by the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu held security consultations on Hezbollah ceasefire violations. The terror group's leader rejects direct talks with Israel, as Times of Israel reports. Also, this hour, Iran reportedly offers a deal to the U.S. to reopen the Hormuz Strait and delay nuclear negotiations. This proposal aims to address the crisis over Hormuz, as covered by Ynet. Separately, Netanyahu's court testimony was cancelled due to unspecified security concerns, as stated by I-24 News. And finally, Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal could be politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but may assist Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran, according to Axios. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24News_EN reports just minutes ago that the IDF has begun striking Hezbollah infrastructure in the Bekwa Valley and other areas in southern Lebanon. Jewish Warrior 13, known for military insights, echoed this update 15 minutes ago, highlighting the IDF's actions against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Halawa Mark, a commentator on Middle Eastern politics, remarked 15 minutes ago on the Muslim Brotherhood's aim to establish an Islamic caliphate. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hamas activities in the Netherlands, the Jerusalem Post highlights Dutch intelligence concerns over Iran's cyber efforts targeting Europe. This raises significant security questions for European nations about potential cyber threats. Turning to Netanyahu's security consultations, the Times of Israel reports discussions focus on Hezbollah's recent ceasefire violations. Hezbollah's leader rejects negotiations, escalating tensions in the region. This situation could lead to increased military readiness along the Israel-Lebanon border. Meanwhile, Ynet reveals Iran's proposal to the U.S. concerning the Hormuz Strait and nuclear talks. This development could ease economic strains in the region but postpones addressing nuclear issues, leaving long-term tensions unresolved. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports banks have filed for insolvency against Nochi Dankner due to unpaid debts totaling half a billion shekels. This move involves major banks like Leumi and Hapoalim. Separately, Ynet Business outlines Israel's new policy offering 0% income tax for new immigrants to encourage Aliyah. This initiative aims to attract Jews worldwide to settle in Israel. And finally, Globes covers Ondas Israel's unit using Centrix technology to protect World Cup venues from unauthorized drones. This highlights Israel's role in global security technology advancements. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.